Christmas is still 3 weeks out, but Santa Claus made an early visit to Nutok yesterday with the help of the Alaska Army and Air National Guard. KYUK's Ben Matheson reports.
The explanations for why Santa's on a different schedule range from needing reindeer rest to a new global delivery scheme. But in any case, he's with the Army National Guard as they launch a Black Hawk helicopter loaded with presents to Nutok. And in less than an hour, this sleigh is closing in on Nutok. The community of nearly 400 people located west of Bethel is eroding into the Ningaluk River. But for the students lined up in the school gym, there is only one thing that matters today. A long line of kids and their families waited to meet Santa and Mrs. Claus and get a present. Grant Kashatok, the Nutok principal, explains that the excitement's been building for weeks, but not without some pause.
We have a lot of skeptics out there. A lot of them are going to be here to say, are you for real? You know, that kind of thing.
Indeed, 6-year-old Nevaeh George and her classmates had a few questions.
We're thinking it's fake.
Why? Why?
Because it's
wow.
I'm not thinking it's fake.
Because of the...
The beard?
Yeah.
It looks fake.
The beard.
Because it's white.
7-year-old William Andy held a nicely wrapped present after meeting Santa. Can you tell me what you got?
Legos!
Dina Banez, co-chair of the Operation Santa Claus Board, says the event is only possible with the support of a long list of businesses and nonprofits, presumably run by elves.
Every child will get a backpack that's in kindergarten to high school, and inside those backpacks are school supplies, paper, pens, highlighters, and then there's some little tiny toys that are in there, a water bottle, some have, just little trinkets along the way.
And the present and new books. To top it off, Rich Owens, the chief ice cream tester for Tasty Freeze in Anchorage, is dishing out ice cream sundaes.
It's been intense. It's been great. Chocolate or caramel? Caramel, okay.
We've whipped out at 240 in 40 minutes.
The partnership for the Guard and Santa Claus has been going on for 58 years. In 1956, St. Mary's was the first community to receive a Christmas boost. Brigadier General Tim O'Brien is commander of the Alaska Air National Guard.
And we have armories in almost every outlying community across the state. And we're always looking for more good folks, but these are your neighbors. These are your friends and neighbors.
In the bleachers, Monica Casile enjoyed the afternoon with her kids.
Oh, man, this is the happiest of their lives.
Really?
Yeah.
After a couple hours, it's evident that the ice cream and presents are no doubt real. But really, Santa is 3 weeks early? After the bulk of the town had sat down with Santa, this reporter approached Mrs. Claus and her husband on behalf of the curious students. Can you clear the air on that, please?
That's perfectly clear. Just take your hand right here. I want you to shake hands with him, just like we tell the kids. What's
doing?
That feel like? Is that real?
How you doing?
He's real, pretty man. Real to me, and his heart's as big as they come.
Shishmaref was also slated for a visit from Operation Santa Claus this weekend. In Nutok, I'm Ben Matheson.